This is Ben's. This is Carol's. This is Maggie's. This is Maggie's. This is Maggie's. This is fun. Oh, hi, Ben. How was your day?
I've had better.
Yeah, what happened?
Miss Zendo called me in during recess and reamed me for being truculent.
You know what truculent means?
No, but it can't be good.
But truculent means angry, ready to fight.
Oh, I thought it was serious.
Well, that is serious, Ben.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's the favorite man in my life?
Fine.
I'm fine, too.
Oh, you did the laundry.
Yeah, in between saving the sanity of a half a dozen people.
Well, you relax and sit down. I will give you one of my famous back rubs, and then I will make dinner. Uh-oh.
Oh, you knew that was going to beep, didn't you?
No, it doesn't mean that I have to go anywhere. It just means that I have to call the newsroom.
Right.
Hello? Yes, this is Maggie Malone. You beat me?
There was a time, Maggie, when only I beeped you.
What?
I said there was a time.
Yes, right away I will meet the crew there.
There goes dinner.
There's a big disturbance at Dewey High. They've sent 6 police cars.
Where's Mike?
Hello? Carol, where are you? What?
What?
Huh?
What?
I can't hear you. Carol? Carol?
Carol?
That was Carol. She was calling from Dewey. She didn't have time to explain, but she said that she and Mike were about to be arrested.
What?
Sounds like Mike and Carol would be mighty truculent.
Show them that smile. Show me that smile. Don't let the nerve up. It on your crying. We're no
people. You are all making a big mistake. Willis DeWitt will not be intimidated by rabbits. You mind it, Bill?
Look at all these kids.
You did it. This is your last chance. The police are on their way.
Honey, this is like a skit ugly.
Yeah. It brings back the good old days, doesn't it?
Maggie? Hi, Bob. Is this my husband?
Hi, Mr. Malone.
No, actually,
this is great, isn't it?
The trouble with it is that the ringleader of it is some kid named Mike Stevens.
No.
Yeah, you know him, Miss Malone?
Well,
never
should.
Well, that's fine.
No, your camera might intimidate him. Well, you should let me find this kid. Probably isn't really involved at all.
Okay, I'll shoot some B-roll if the cops get into their riot gear.
Mike!
Hey, Mom, Dad, what the hell are you guys doing here? We can discuss in the car on the way home. Yeah, but we're just doing what Dad did when he went to college.
Is it true that you single-handedly ended the Vietnam War?
Oh, single-handedly would be a bit of an exaggeration, I think, but I did.
Carol, I expected you to have more sense. Mom, the cause of justice tries to force any sacrifice. Well, this cause isn't worth the sacrifice.
But you haven't even heard the cause.
Yeah. Jason, can we discuss this later? There are police getting in riots here.
I'm sorry, Mom, but I'm not going anywhere.
Mike, I find it hard to believe that you have developed a commitment to anything beyond teenage girls.
I was pretty shocked myself.
Mom, would you just listen for a minute about what's going on here?
You won't make it sit down.
No. You won't go.
Heck
no.
Hey, I'll squat, but I won't sit.
Okay. It all started 2 days ago in post-level class.
Which leads us to the question, why did these people give up everything and head west in covered wagons? Let me repeat that. Why did these people give up everything and head west in covered wagon?
Simone.
Because if they headed east, they would have drowned.
Simone, if I ever call on you again, just shoot me, okay?
Okay.
Come on, people. We're talking pioneers heading west in wagon trains. Now, why did they do it?
Well, they headed west for many reasons. Some wanted a chance to start over. Some wanted to make their fortunes. And some were even running from the law. What was common to all of them, however, was an unyielding drive to follow a dream, even if its promise took them into danger and over that distant horizon.
Can you expect us to believe that?
What?
Maybe I better squat, too.
Mike, just get to the part of the story that matters.
Okay, all right. So there we are, we're in class.
Now, hold the table. Now, remember, your term reports are due tomorrow, and they should be typed on a typewriter. You know that machine where you put the paper in and it goes... Unless, of course, you have an IBM. Okay, class is met. Unless your last name ends in S. That's right, I'm talking to you, Fever and Simone.
But, Coach, we didn't even do anything.
Including your homework. And that's why the both of you dim bulbs are going to sit here for as long as it takes to answer the 20 questions you were supposed to answer last night.
But, Coach, how are we supposed to answer those questions if we haven't even read the book?
Mystics would, though.
Now, here are the question sheets. Feel free to answer in pen, pencil, or crayon. I have to go out and see DeWitt. I'll be back in about a half an hour. I expect to see something on those papers. No body fluids, Stabone.
Mike, you were dead.
No, not necessarily. But there's a will, there's a way.
Are you kidding? Look at this. Discuss the Donna party. What happened and its significance. I don't even know who's invited.
Hey, Bone, who's the girl in the third row with the falsies?
Susan Harris.
No, the other one.
Melody Lavinia.
No, the other one.
Chloe Delano?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one. She always gets straight A's. Mikey, are you thinking about cheating off of her?
No, I thought of it already.
Whoa. What do we have here?
What?
Oh, it looks like Coach Lubbock's resume.
So?
It says here that he's 38 years old. I thought he was a lot older than that.
Maybe that's his kid's resume.
I think he just lies about his age just like my mom does.
Oh. Well, look at this. It says the coach is married. Can you picture Coach Lubbock with a wife?
Nope.
I mean, I always imagined him just living alone in a room somewhere and watching TV while he drank beer and belched.
That's how I picture him.
Who would want to marry Coach Lubbock?
Excuse me.
Hello.
Is Coach Lubbock here?
No, he just stepped out for a second. He went out to polish his head.
Tell him that when I get home.
What?
He's my dad.
Oh, boy. So, are there any more at home like you?
Hey, Jimmy, where's Dad?
Oh, boy.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure. Do either of you know where our father is?
Oh, he ought in heaven.
Well, he said something about going to the principal's office. And look, I am really, really sorry about what I said.
Don't worry. I won't really tell him you said he was out polishing his head.
Oh, good.
That is what you said. I don't want to misquote you. Gotcha. So, not interested, Wendy.
Wendy, how can you say that?
You are love with your daughter like that?
Too bad when they get older, they lose their hair.
I feel like after all this time, I don't even know Lubbock at all. And when he walks out of this building, he actually has his own life. I mean, what does he do? Well, where does he live? And does he have any more daughters that look like that?
It's not possible.
Oh. I mean, aren't you curious about Lubbock? Wouldn't you like to check him out and see where he lives?
Yeah, but we don't have his address.
Yeah, sure we do. We have his resume.
His address is a P.O. box. Ooh, if I lived in a box, I'd be P.O. too.
Mrs. McGillicuddy!
Mike! You haven't been to the principal's office in a long time.
McGillicuddy, we got a problem. Mr. Fasicio in detention. He's hiding under his desk again.
Oh, no. I'd better go drag him out again.
Do you think, sir, there's any chance of this thing turning around, sir?
Oh, about as much chance as me becoming Secretary of Education.
So it's hopeless.
So me and Bono were off to find out about Coach Lubbock's secret life. We ended up outside his house. Over near JFK. It wasn't a house, it was an apartment. And it looked like the kind of place where Cagney and Lacey pull out their guns and pretend they're men. Now what do we do?
Well, we look.
Okay, I'm ready to go. Come on, let's go ahead.
We're gonna get caught.
Stop doing it, Lodge. We're just a couple of guys cuddling on the floor of a parked car. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
She's dead, look.
Where you going? Yes.
Oh.
Where is she?
You know, we can get arrested for peeking in windows.
We're not going to peek. We're going to check on the fire escape to make sure that it's safe. I mean, we sure don't want anything to happen to those other girls now, do we? Second floor, come on.
Yeah, it's probably two flights up.
This is it.
Done. Elizabeth, would you ask your mother to please control her bodily function?
It's the only hobby she has.
Mom, did you tell Dad what the orthodontist said?
Yes, she did. And $1,600 is just way too much money.
Yeah, but Dad,
no, ask this later.
If I don't get braces, I might as well become a nun.
Well, that's a good idea. I hear nuns have a very nice dental plan.
Dad!
All right, you chuckleheads. I want everybody in the rooms doing their homework. Mother and I have some things we have to talk about.
But Daddy...
Everybody!
Honey, did you want to talk to Mr. DeWitt?
Yeah, I talked to that pea brain twin.
And you changed his mind, right? Just like I said you would. See, honey, I told you there's nothing to worry about.
I changed nothing. Nada, zip, zero. The little gopher didn't even listen to me. So, as of the end of the semester, I'm fired.
Hey, 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 get that look off your face.
What look?
You know, the same look you had when you found out you were pregnant this last time.
Hey, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, we got nothing to worry about. Except my resume's out, right?
Yeah, 20 more today.
Okay. You think an educator with my experience and qualifications ain't going to be snapped up, huh?
Oh, Chris, you're absolutely right. I'm sure those first 50 just got lost in the mail.
I just thought we was leaving.
Yeah, we are.
Elizabeth, put those pot pies on hold for a while, which I'm going to step outside and get a breath of fresh air. What am I going to do? What the hell am I going to do?
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. At first, I thought he just must be sweating because of coast sweat from the snowstorm. But the more I looked, I saw that he was crying.
Hey, long day, Mike?
I wanted to tell you guys, but I didn't know how to tell you what I found out without telling you how I found out. I didn't know what I was going to do, so I just acted cool so you guys wouldn't notice anything weird.
You're acting kind of weird tonight.
Dad, good to see you too. Listen, if you guys will excuse me, I got to get upstairs and do some homework.
Hey, come on.
Well, this is where I come into the story. I knew that something really serious was on Mike's mind when he caught me exercising and didn't make one of his cracks. Well, you know, like, quick, somebody push her back into the ocean or she'll die.
Carol, I need to talk to you.
Why? Well, then Mike told me everything he had seen and heard. I'd never seen him like this. He was actually thinking of someone other than himself. Then if that weren't enough, he asked me, the person who never listens to, what he could do to save the coach's job.
Carol, look, I mean, this guy has really given me a lot, and I just want a chance to give him something back.
Okay, Mike, what's your angle here?
Carol, I'm serious.
You?
Yes. Carol, now what can I do to stop this?
Boy, I don't know.
Well, what would you do if you were me?
Well, the first thing I'd do is find a good skin doctor. No, I'm sorry. I couldn't let that opportunity pass.
Carol, could you just try? I mean, when I came in here and saw you exercising, did you see me go...
The only solution that I could see was to show Mr. DeWitt that many students felt the same way as Mike. Well, if it didn't convince DeWitt, at least it would frighten him. So the next day, Boner, Mike, and I spread the word and got over 300 signatures on a petition.
Okay, you see one of you now.
Well, good luck, Carol.
No. You started this whole thing.
Well, I'd like to give Mr. DeWitt a piece of my mind.
You can't afford it.
Now, go, Mike.
Yeah, but he hates me.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Okay, but you'll do okay. Just work on keeping contempt out of your voice.
With a little practice, it's easy.
God, I love my job.
Sit. How can I be of help, young man? Fever.
Hi, sir.
Look, I don't know which one of your teachers sent you in here, but I have a meeting with a concerned student right now, so you're just going to have to wait outside.
I am that concerned student, sir.
Estelle, as soon as I'm done with Fever, I want to see you in here. PDQ. Make it quick.
Yes, sir. Well, you see, some of us found out that Coach Lovick is going to be fired at the end of the semester.
Not true.
It's not?
No. His contract simply isn't being renewed. Yeah, because there's a shortage of funds. It's a tragic loss. I'm sick about it. Thank you for coming in.
Excuse me for asking, sir, but what's the difference between that and being fired?
Plenty. You see, on the one hand, there's the... And on the other hand, of course, you have... What's this to you anyway, Fever? What are you up to? What's your angle here?
No angle. I like the coach, and I don't want to see him go. And, you know, I'm not the only one. Over 300 other kids signed this.
Why do we teach children how to write?
Coach Lovick is a good teacher. He cares.
Well, he's not paid to care. He's paid to win football games. Now, ordinarily, I wouldn't say that in front of a student, but then you aren't much of a student, so...
You know, it's almost like you're saying that our opinion doesn't even count.
No, that's not almost like what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But he just reached me.
Look, Seaver, don't try to play mind games on Willie DeWitt. You don't have what it takes.
How can I play mind games on you when you don't even have a mind?
Okay, at that point, I probably went a teensy-weensy step too far.
So we had to do something, and this sit-in was all that I...
Carol
could think of.
Mike, I don't know what to say.
Me either. I can't believe you talked to your principal that way.
Maybe he was just standing up for something he believes in.
Well, if he would just stand up now, we wouldn't have a problem.
Mom, why don't you take a look around you? I mean, this whole school was behind Coach Lovett.
Yeah.
Immediately or you will be arrested.
Hey, where's everybody going?
Can you leave this phone?
Well, I gotta go, Mikey. I ain't allowed to get arrested.
Maggie, be fluid. We're going live in less than a minute, and there's no violence, there's no blood, there's no gore. This is the news at Sesame Street.
All right, enough. Hold on, everybody. Look, there's a lot more at stake here than just... and just being arrested and getting our heads bashed in and with blood and guts and...
Well, we don't need to dwell on that.
Look, I am here to save Coach Lovick, and I'm staying.
You are?
I are.
This is going on your record, Mr. Stever.
I'm staying, too.
Me, too. I mean, my folks can't punish me if I'm in jail.
Mike, Carol, please, let's go. They're talking about having you arrested. Please, my father's a policeman.
Sorry, Mom, but I am in this thing, and I'm staying.
They'll have to bash us over our heads and carry out our limp bodies.
Yeah. You'll wait till we go live, young lady.
Please talk some sense to these kids.
Look, kids, here, I think that,
Jason, what are you doing?
I'm sitting in.
Stand by, Maggie.
Heck, no, he won't go. No, he won't go.
I'm sorry, honey, but what about five?
I don't know. What's the matter?
Three, two, one.
This is Maggie Malone here at Dewey High School. A protest broke out earlier this afternoon, centered around the firing of a teacher.
You got your final warning. You're all under arrest.
They're all under arrest. The firing of a teacher.
The right to remain silent.
The right to remain silent.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, to save Coach Lovett from being fired, Mike and Carol put their freedom on the line. Coming up next on Family Affair, Mr. French gets an inside look at what it's like to live as a celebrity.